Stay up to date on the green and gold all off season. The Green and Gold Fix podcast is brought to you by Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Luxury stay, elite play, unwind in sophisticated comfort. Win big, dine, and experience the events in Milwaukee.
Subscribe on YouTube whenever or wherever you're listening. Just know we're live on YouTube as well. People often ask why I wear a coat. It's cold in here. You can watch the show, see what's happening in the studio, and comment along with us. Just search ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube and subscribe today. The Brian Bulaga, Homer Hour, Rob Domofsky, two-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, joins the program. Take it away, Super Bowl champion Brian Bulaga.
Rob, it's great to see you from your humble abode, man.
It's great. Yeah,
I don't know why. It's great.
Yeah, I don't know why we didn't do this before, but the boss said, let's do video today. So here we are.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. So what, I guess, because I haven't kept up on my news over the weekend. Obviously, that's kind of your gig, is to keep up on the news. What's been going on with defensive staff? Obviously, they announced LaFleur and Goody and Gannett. Like, they did all that. And I was going to ask you, too. I still don't know the years on any of those. Like, I don't know if you're aware of the years. I have no idea. So you don't know the years either?
No.
That's good.
Well, they've kept that pretty well under wraps. My suspicion is that they probably got three-year extensions, which means they have 4 years left. But as I take stock of the defensive staff, they still have a defensive line coach in DeMarcus Covington. They don't have a linebackers coach. They lost both of their secondary coaches, Derek Ainsley and Ryan Downard, but added Bobby Babbage. So I still think they're light a couple of position coaches on the defensive side. The fact that the Packers actually announced the hiring of Jonathan Gannon, I guess, is a step in the right direction toward finding out some of this. I can tell you, Brian, that we're gonna hear from Goody on Wednesday. It's the first time that he's talked. Actually, the first time he's talked since the Micah Parsons trade, believe it or not, back on like August 29th. So he typically does an end of season wrap up press conference, but he didn't do it until his deal was done, and then he had to go to the Senior Bowl and all that stuff. So maybe we'll get a little bit more clarity then.
What, I guess, besides the defensive side, are you still not hearing any shakeups on the offensive side, or do you think there still could be some, or what's your inkling on that?
Sure. Yeah, I would say it sure doesn't seem like there's any shakeup unless, put it to you this way, it sure doesn't look like he's firing anybody, because certainly would have fired somebody by now. And what's left out there to who else needs defensive coordinators or offensive coordinators now? I don't know that there's anybody left out there. So sure seems like the offensive staff is coming back mostly intact. At least that's the way it appears at this point.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. I'll just put it
Hold
that
on,
way.
Rob. Brian's too nice to say this. He is really worried about the offensive line. Hard to believe. Who knows how many new people they're going to have, and how good can this team be when Ryan Bulaga is worrying, as much I know, he's worrying about how many new guys, what's the deal, how good are the young guys. Make Brian Bulaga feel a little bit better, Rob.
Well, I think I guess I can offer this. Jordan Morgan's going to be their starting left tackle. At least I believe that's the way it looks right now. And this is a guy who was a first-round pick to be a left tackle, and they messed around with him for 2 years, moving him here, moving him there. But Rasheed Walker is not going to be re-signed. And Jordan Morgan, maybe he finds a home there. Okay, that's for starters. I think Aaron Banks was finally starting to play better by the end of the year. He had a rough, first two-thirds of the year. We'll see if Sean Ryan's back as their starting center or Elton Jenkins. There's a decent chance both those guys could be gone. Then where are we at? Right guard Anthony Belton looks like he's found a home there, and Zach Tom needs to come back healthy and can be, one of the best right tackles in the league if he is. So I think there's reason to think that it could get settled a little bit, and that's without them even adding anybody in free agency or the draft. So I do think, I think that there's a chance that group could be better than it was last year.
So, I mean, this is my opinion. Maybe it's yours too. I think it depends on the center and the left tackle. If Well, obviously, if center, if you need to find a center, if Sean Ryan and Elton both walk, which it appears like they probably will, right? Like, so obviously that's key, but I think it all depends on the left tackle. If that doesn't work, then you're in kind of a, you're in a little bit of a mad dash mode, right? I mean, at least that's the way I look at it.
Yeah, I mean, they better either know Morgan's going to be really good, which I don't know if they do know that, and if not, have a second option there. I mean, you need a second option there anyway, even in case he gets hurt. You can't just go in to a season with one, you know, guy that you can count on at left tackle. I do think center is really interesting, Brian, because, you know, I wrote a piece last week for ESPN.com basically going through some of the guys on the roster now that aren't free agents but aren't probably going to be on the roster for one reason or another, and trying to sort of figure out, you know, what could happen with those guys. And Elton was probably at the top of that list. I mean, unless Elton's willing to take a big pay cut, I just don't see how there's any way they can move forward with him on this team, especially given the salary cap situation that they're in. And then Sean Ryan, basically, you know, you can't pay everybody, so they probably want to get younger and cheaper at center. But who is that right now? I mean, I don't think there's anybody on the roster right now that can do it.
I mean, do they even – what is the depth on the roster behind it, everybody? I mean, that to me is the question.
Jacob Monk's going into his third year here as, what, a fifth or sixth round pick and hasn't really played much. So you don't really know a whole lot about him. He would be the backup center, I guess, or next in line at center.
Yeah. And then I guess I'm looking over, you know, we're talking about who's going to be back, who's not going to be back on the offensive line, which is obviously important. What do you see defensively at corner and at D-line? Because those are the other two positions with Micah not coming back and starting the season. What does that look like in your eyes right now?
Yeah, I mean, let's just start at corner. Nate Hobbs probably not going to be back. I mean, that signing just didn't work out. He's due a $6 million roster bonus in March, and there's no way they can pay that. And obviously, you know, they had Trevon Diggs in here for a couple of weeks. They're not going to keep – they didn't keep him. They already cut him. They're going to have – to me, this could be one of those years, Brian, where they double up at corner, whether it's in free agency or the draft. Like, I mean, you've seen it before where they've not only drafted one guy at a position, but they've drafted two or three, and this could be a year there. There's no question about it. You know, on the defensive line, you know, you're right about – Micah is not going to be ready to start the year. Kingsley Enagbare is a free agent. Rashawn Gary is almost certainly to be released unless he's willing to take a major pay cut, which I doubt he is. So those are the two big areas. I think those are probably the two biggest areas of need on this team, even more than offensive line. It's D-line and cornerback.
Because not only are we looking at edge rusher, I'm concerned about the interior. Right, you lose Wyatt, he goes down in the season, and it's just never the same. It just is not the same. And I'm concerned that, like, how do you replenish that interior group when you still have needs? Because we all know there's good D tackles to be had in the first and second round. We don't have a first round pick. The second round pick kind of, you know, you mentioned corner. I think if the center from Iowa is there, they're taking the center from Iowa in the second round. That's just my opinion. But to hit all these needs without picks and then the cap space, I don't know what it's going to be like, whether they make releases. To me, the interior part of this thing is the biggest concern, at least for me, until Micah gets back.
And look at how their run defense plummeted the last, you know, month of the season. Like, that was a, you know, major, major issue. Now, obviously, Devontae Wyatt should be back and healthy. But, yeah, I agree with you. This is a team that you know, on paper, looks like it has a lot of holes. I guess I would say that I probably feel like after most seasons it feels that way. And, whether it sorts itself out or not, we'll see. But it does seem like there are an exceptional number of holes.
Yeah. I mean, at least that's my two cents on the defense. Because, like, obviously, feel great about safety. Feel good about linebacker, depending. I mean, Quay, we don't know what's going to happen there, but if Quay doesn't come back, which I think would be a loss, there's guys there.
They have depth. Receiver looks good. You know, tight end, you know, Kraft should be ready for the start of the season. Obviously, his injury was a good month or 6 weeks before Micah's, so he should be back. I do think there are areas that, you know, they're going to need a backup quarterback too, right? I mean, obviously you're not going to pick one. You're not going to pick one in the second or third round, but you're going to have to find a backup quarterback because Malik Willis is going to be elsewhere. So yeah, that's a healthy list of needs. You're right.
All right, it leads to my one question for you, because this is all I care about, 2026. Win the damn division! If you don't, nothing. And, Rob Domofsky, how confident are you that the Green Bay Packers can do what I just asked? Win the damn division!
Yeah, I mean, that's been the biggest issue, that why this team is not advancing the playoffs, because they've been a wild card in the seventh seed. I do think that, you know, Minnesota appears to be circling the drain. Detroit, you know, certainly took a step back. Chicago's the team you got to worry, but, you know, did they, you know, we've seen it before, Homer, where a team sort of came out of the blue, not there out of the blue, but had a big jump and then sort of regressed to the mean. So I do think there is that chance, but it's by no means a given. And real quick, Brian, I heard you talking about the end of Super Bowl, the Super Bowl in Dallas, and trying to scramble to find people. Well, I got stuck in a freight elevator on my way back to the press box in AT&T Stadium after doing all my interviews, and was in an absolute panic thinking, I'm not going to get out of this elevator, and I've got two stories to write still, and I was freaking out.
Being in an elevator, stuck in an elevator, is probably a fear that, with the story, well, that it's the elevator.
Yeah, I have a major fear of that. The only thing of this was it was a freight elevator, and there was only me and one other person on it. So that part of it wasn't bad, but nobody could tell me how to get back to the press box from this freight elevator. So while you guys were all celebrating, those of us were working, myself at the top of that list was freaking out, man.
Hey, I think everyone got lost in Jerry's World that weekend. If I had to take a guess, I think everyone got lost. My family got lost trying to find, like, it was a nightmare out there from what I hear.
Yeah.
I didn't get lost going from the tunnel to the field, but
yeah, no, you guys had it easy. It was everybody else there. And I think that I can't remember if that was the first time I was ever in that stadium or if they played there once before, but it definitely seemed overwhelming for that Super Bowl.
Yes.
All right. We have run out of time. Sorry. I took my,
all right.
Can you make a t-shirt for me? Win the damn division. Do you think the players would wear that, or does that not have the right proper tone? You know, they always do, like, faith, team, remember, all these other different ones. I think I got a chance for the t-shirt of the year or not.
I don't even know if you'll get your fellow coworkers to wear it.
Nicely done. You're tough truth. All right. Thanks, Rob. Milwaukee weight loss. I've been doing it now for about, I'd say, 17 days. I've lost 15 pounds. What's the key to Milwaukee weight loss? I wanted to do it because people told me it works. I would say so far, so good. So what's the key? No crazy workouts, no prepackaged meals. I've done it when I've been on the road for a Marquette game. Doesn't matter. It works. It's a metabolic reset that works with real life. Many patients do even better, lost 20 to 30 pounds in a month or two. But the key is, will it keep it off? What do you do? It works. This Valentine's month, Milwaukee Weight Loss is also sharing the love. $300 off the Valentine's sale now through February the 28th. Again, it's all about, does it work? That's why I'm trying it. They said it works, and they used easy, which seems a bit much. But so far, it's been easier than I thought. And yes, I've been losing weight. 262-235-3980, or the easiest way, go to MilwaukeeWeightLoss.com. You can remember that, MilwaukeeWeightLoss.com. And the deal, $300 off, MilwaukeeWeightLoss.com. More Brian Bulaga and the Super Bowl next.